Chapter 10. Big Questions About the Universe. Will we ever meet aliens? The distances in space are so great that we cannot be sure that we will ever meet an alien in person. But even if we do not, we might still be able to contact one by radio. Radio waves can move through the empty spaces between stars in a way that sound waves cannot. And they can move as fast as anything can move, at the speed of light. Almost 50 years ago, some scientists discovered that a conversation between different planets would not need very complex technology. Just as we can send messages with the type of radios we can already build, aliens probably can too. So the scientists started trying to listen for radio messages from aliens, but so far they have not found any. If we cannot hear aliens, perhaps they aren't there. Let's hope not, as that would mean that we are not only very special, but also very alone in the universe. Some scientists prefer to believe that, so far, we have not been looking or listening for radio messages in the right place or at the right time. And luckily, new radio telescopes are making this search for radio messages easier to do. What might aliens say to us? We can only really guess, but let's hope that they would send a long message. Fast conversations between different planets are impossible. If an alien sent us a message from an exoplanet 1,000 light years away, it would take 1,000 years to reach us. It would not really matter that it was an old message, it would still be interesting, but the aliens would have to wait another 1,000 years for us to get our answer back to them. So it might be a better idea for aliens to send whole books with information about themselves and their planet. Listening for a radio message from aliens. Could we understand an alien's message? The messages would not be in English or any other Earth language, but they might have pictures or maths to help us understand them. It does not even matter what the message is and how well we understand it. It would still be amazing to find that humans are not the only ones watching the universe. Will we ever walk on Mars? Let's hope so. Scientists believe that we probably will, and it will be both a dangerous and an exciting adventure. Through history, humans have explored new countries, crossed deep oceans, reached the North and South Poles, and climbed the highest mountains. Those who travel to Mars will go hoping for the same type of adventure. It would be amazing to cross the mountains and craters of Mars or fly over them. But nobody would go to Mars for a comfortable life. It will be harder to live there than at the top of Mount Everest or at the South Pole. What could we find on Mars? The greatest hope would be to find something alive on Mars. Here on the Earth, there are millions of forms of life, from microbes to plants to animals and, of course, humans. They live in the far corners of our planet, in wet, dark places, dry, hot deserts, around very hot water, underground and high in the atmosphere. What every living thing can do on the Earth depends on its shape and size. Big animals have fat legs but still cannot jump like insects. And the largest animals of all live in water. There could be many different types of animal on other planets. If gravity were weaker, animals could be bigger and the animals our size could have legs as thin as insects. Would we recognize other intelligent life? We would already know about intelligent life if it were on Mars, and there is not any on Mercury or Venus, as both are too hot. If there were life on Jupiter, where the force of gravity is much more powerful than on the Earth, it would have to be very strange to stay alive in its dense atmosphere. But there could be living things swimming in the ocean under the ice on Jupiter's moon, Europa. NASA would like to visit it, but landing is difficult because of the ice on its surface. Some scientists think that Titan, Saturn's biggest moon, might be a good place for life, but life has not been found there yet. Even if they were not so far away, we might not recognize intelligent aliens living on exoplanets. Or maybe they just do not want us to know about them if they are watching us. The truth is that there could be very intelligent animals having complex ideas under an alien ocean somewhere in the universe, or lots of insects working together like one intelligent thing, and we might never know it. The problem is that we do not know what intelligent life could be like, or even if it is out there at all. Maybe it is only on the Earth. Or maybe we just have not found it yet. And if we do find alien life in the future, it could be very different from us. What problems could the Earth have from space? An asteroid could hit the Earth. There are probably millions of asteroids in our solar system. Some are only a meter across, but others can be hundreds of kilometers in diameter. Sometimes an asteroid is pushed out of its orbit by the gravity from planets near it, and then it could hit the Earth. About once a year, a rock the size of a family car enters the Earth's atmosphere, but burns up before it reaches the surface. Once every few thousand years, a rock about the size of a playing field hits the Earth. And every few million years, Earth is hit by an asteroid or a comet, and the explosion is big enough to put life on Earth in danger. An asteroid hit the Earth 65 million years ago and killed the dinosaurs, enormous animals that once lived on the planet. We could also be burned by gamma rays from space. When very big stars explode and die, they send hot dust and gas into the universe in an expanding cloud. Dangerous gamma rays also shoot out of these stars as very bright light. If the Earth were very near and directly in the path of a gamma ray, it could cause clouds of brown gas to fill the sky, so we could not breathe. But luckily, this does not happen very often, so astronomers are not worried. What problems could the Earth have from us? There are many, many people on the planet, more than 7 billion. This means that we need to grow more food for everyone, and the extra gases this sends into the Earth's atmosphere are making the planet warmer in a process called climate change. If the planet continues warming, some places will get hotter and have no rain, while people living near the coast will have problems caused by the sea rising. There are also fewer animals and plants on the Earth, as we have moved into the places where they live and grow. Millions of years ago, before there were humans, there were plants and animals everywhere. When they died, they fell to the ground and were covered by dirt and minerals, carried by wind and water. These layers grew, and as the temperature and the pressure increased, they finally became fossil fuels. We use these fossil fuels for energy, to bring heat and light to our homes and to drive our cars. But when we burn them, we release carbon dioxide, which causes the greenhouse effect and climate change. We know climate change is bad for animals and plants, but it also causes problems for humans, like extremely bad weather, not enough, too much, or poor water, natural emergencies, and wars, to name a few of them. What are the answers to the Earth's problems? We should stop using fossil fuels for energy and use cleaner energy from the wind and the sun, which we can use again and again and which does not release dangerous greenhouse gases. We should also stop throwing so much plastic into our rubbish. Plastic makes a lot of everyday things, but it is also made using fossil fuels. We should grow more trees which use carbon dioxide in their natural processes, helping to lower the greenhouse gases in our atmosphere. Most importantly, we should stop burning or cutting down the trees and forests that we already have on the Earth. We must also stop throwing rubbish into our oceans, which is making them dirtier and warmer, killing the plants and animals that are living there. We all need to take time to learn about the causes of climate change and how it will affect our planet in the future. We should try to become a little more like the famous young Swedish schoolgirl Greta Thunberg, who is fighting to save our planet. In the words of Stephen Hawking, every one of us should remember to look up at the stars and not down at your feet. Penguin Readers, Unlocking the Universe, Stephen and Lucy Hawking, Level 5. Adapted by Catherine Morris. Illustrated by Jan Bieletsky. Series Editor Sorrel Pitts. Read by Nigel Pilkington. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2021.